anybody's guess what I'll become.
Yeah, that was Marty Wendell. That song On the Fringe is on Marty's new record called Telecaster Cowboy. Marty, hi.
How are you, Chris?
Good. How are you doing?
Always good to be here and share a little time talking about music.
Yeah, and you've made a new record. That song On the Fringe, that seems a little different.
It is. In each project we do, we really do try to make the songs unique and that they'll stand on their own. And in my past, I've had many different influences. So with the songwriting, everything isn't going to be exactly the same. And the background of this song was back in the 60s. I had a mentor, and he told me, try to figure out your place in the world. And I was thinking about that conversation, and I said, I guess if I had to locate myself, it would be on the fringe. And then, well, I guess I can tell that story in a song. So that's how that came about.
Huh. Now, you're thinking about this conversation. You just turned 80, so are you still trying to figure out where you are?
No, I don't think it's figuring that out, but I do think both in terms of the music world and in other ways, staying on the fringe is kind of healthy.
Yeah? And, tell me about that, staying on the fringe. What do you mean?
Well, the idea that you're not going just along with the crowd.
Uh-huh.
You know what's happening over there, but you can still be over here and keep your sanity.
We're talking with Marty Wendell. His new record is called Telecaster Cowboy. You worked with Sean on this, right, to make this record?
Sean mastered this album, and it was produced by Nico Santone. And Nico's been working with me for about 3 years and is an incredible talent and really understood the songs and just had such a great feel for what I was trying to communicate with the songs. And I can't even think of the hours that we put in. I think this is probably one of the albums that I've worked the hardest on.
Yeah. When you're making a record, Marty, how does it go? Do you write songs specifically for this record, or do you sort of find songs from stuff you've already done and then said, well, these will fit together?
Well, I have really a lot of original songs, and I keep writing more.
Yeah.
I've written probably 5 or 6 more since we put these down. And when it comes time to say, oh, we really should put out another album, I try to look at songs that would be both a cohesive group, but at the same time have that individuality. So being that it's an album of original material, that's kind of the process.
And the ideas for the songs, you talked a little bit about the On the Fringe and sort of that comes out of conversation that you'd had mm-hmm. before and sort of feeling where you belong in the world, right? Do most of your songs actually come from the story of your life?
I think so, in the sense that maybe it's just something I read. Someone says something to me and it's like, you know, and then, yeah. Mull it over for a while and then say, oh, let's see if we can put something on paper and pick up the guitar and work out some music or think of something that maybe would make the song stand out a little bit in terms of, well, if we record it, we could do this. So those are the kind of ideas that you throw around.
Sure. We're talking with Marty Wendell. The new record is called Telecaster Cowboy. You've got a lot of stuff happening this summer, right?
Yeah, we will do concerts in the Northeast this summer. We're looking forward to that a whole lot. And it's always great to be out and share the music with people and see old friends and meet new ones.
And the schedule, I'm assuming, would be on your website. It's a good place
to
go.
Yes, martywendell.com was where you can find a lot of different information, including the schedule.
Marty, let's go back to songwriting for a minute, and then we're going to hear a couple more songs. When you're writing a song, every song is different, I'm sure. So you know, just sort of generalizing. Is it easy to write a song?
I find I write kind of in splurges.
Yeah.
You want to call that, where within maybe a week I'll do 3-4 songs. Then I might go several weeks before I do something else. So it's just getting those inspirations. The whole Telecaster cowboy thing really comes from the 70s. I remember reading an article at that time. That's when there was a lot of change in country music. And there were artists that were focusing on the singer-songwriter, people like Billy Joe Shaver, Mickey Newberry, Kris Kristofferson, people like that. Songs that really weren't just simply written to see if they could get a hit record. Mm. It was a different way of approaching music. And, of course, giants like Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, they were all part of that movement. And the article was going on about, you know, the change that seemed to be affecting. And the very last line of the article, as I remember it, was, "Just maybe country music will be saved by Telecaster cowboys." And just something it came back to me. And that's where we started the whole idea of Telecaster cowboy.
Yeah, we're going to hear that song a little bit later. Let's hear a couple songs now, though. This first one, When I'm Just a Memory. I believe you played me this one as a demo, right?
I did. This song we've been doing the last concert season, and it's been really well received. And really, I say it, the audience, if you're wondering what I'm thinking about at this stage of life, it's here in this song. So that's really the genesis of When I'm Just a Memory, thinking about when I'm not here, when I'm only a memory to some people, and kind of wondering what the world's going to be like.
This is from Marty Wendell's new record, Telecaster Cowboy.
There are days when I think about what lies ahead. Where will this world be headed to after I am dead? Will those I love be able to survive? Will it be too hard for those who are still alive? I can't help but question what will be when I'm just a memory. Will the darkness finally give way? I'm left wondering short. I'm left wondering short. I'm left wondering short of paradise.
In the studio with me, Marty Wendell. His new record is called Telecaster Cowboy. We just heard the song One Dream Short. One Dream Short of...
Well, the idea of that song is it's about a man facing deep loneliness. And the lyrics really try to express sort of his frustration. And the one he loved is left, and now he's just that one dream short. He thought he had it, but it slipped away. And
missed it by that much.
So he's one dream short of paradise, which he envisioned the relationship to be. So,
so Marty, I'm wondering, when you write these songs for this record, for your other records, you have a pretty firm idea of what this song is and what it means. When you play these songs for people and they come up to you after the show, I kind of wonder, do they get the exact meaning or do they come up with their own thoughts?
Well, I think you can have both experiences, really. Something you write may mean something different to someone that hears it, and there's others that, that's what you were saying. And I do try with some of the original songs to give a little bit of introduction so they kind of have a sense of where the song is coming from.
Where you came from with it, yeah. But when you hear other interpretations, does a sort of something go off in your head that you say, oh, that's interesting, I hadn't thought of it that way?
Sure,
yeah,
sure. And if it was helpful to that person to look at the song from a different perspective, I think that's great. They're not going to upset me by saying, well, to me this song means, well, that's, we put the music out, so what it means to you is what we want it to mean.
Marty, how many records in are you now? You've been doing this for a few years.
Yeah.
Did you lose track?
I haven't counted recently. I mean, I'm sure I've done probably over 20 albums.
Wow.
And then, of course, the early days we did singles. And then last year we did a single release with Americana artist Christian Parker. We recreated the Cash Dillon duet of Girl from the North Country. And we've exceeded over 10,000 streams with that.
Oh, that's great.
So that was a really fun project as well.
Yeah. We mentioned a couple times now, you're 80 now. You don't seem like you're slowing down or stopping, which I'm very happy to see. So tell me, what do you feel is, what's your next thing you're hoping to do? You got this new record. You're going to be out doing your summer tour in the Northeast.
Yeah, another project that I had wanted to do for many years was a Christmas album. So many artists have done that. And yet, it's kind of the situation where you think, what do I do with, like, the classic carols that some of the greatest artists in the world have recorded? What can I do with them? And then I had a couple original songs, and I said, well, let's give it a try and see what we come out with. So we're hoping by this Christmas we'll have the album. I believe the title probably will be I Remember Christmas. That's the title of one of the original songs. So that's another project. At some point I think we will have to slow down. Just go year by year and see where it leads me. But even if I do less road, probably will still try to do recording.
Yeah.
Writing and recording still is very, very rewarding to me.
I was going to say, it seems like it gives you some energy.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And when you hear from the audience, the listeners that connect with your music, I bet that feels really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you don't put your music in a trunk and lock it, you share it. And the idea is so that others will enjoy it. And people that buy the albums, they can have it at home for whenever they want to hear a song or the whole thing, whatever. They've got it. Or the younger people that download them.
Yeah.
Our old 57 Chevy song, people still download that.
Nice.
Which is pretty amazing. I think that was out in 2008. And, people still find that and download it.
That's great. Good stuff. Marty, we're going to let you head on back up the road. But if you sort of look at the Telecaster Cowboy album as a whole, and somebody said, how would you describe it? How would you describe this record?
Well, I think there's two things happening on the album. It's a real effort to touch some emotions and also to tell some stories. So there are some songs that I think you'll find very much in that sharing of a story, just like, you know, somebody just sitting there telling you about something, but it's in a song. And then one of the songs, Change, is really about grief and dealing with that kind of emotion. So there's really, again, quite a variety of things we touch in this album. And it won't be long, in a few weeks, it'll be up on the digital sites. And for people that do their music electronically, and then at the shows, we, of course, will have regular hard copy CDs. And whatever people prefer, we try to provide it.
Be there. MartyWendell.com is where you can go to find out all the shows that Marty's got for the Northeast for this summer. And you can see more about Telecaster Cowboy there.
We will be putting up, on the website, a write-up on the album as well.
Awesome. Marty, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, and we couldn't do it without the support of people like you and WEXT.
Well, keep on doing what you're doing, Marty. We love it.
Thank you so much.
You walked in on a Friday night. I was singing, I saw the light. It just had to be love at first sight. You could be my pride and joy. I could be your Telecaster cowboy. I sat down and we talked till dawn. I knew you'd be mine from now on. I realized for sure.